Malibu Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 29th annual Cascade Festival of African Films, happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, now through Saturday, March 2nd. Most films will show at the Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building, room 104 at PCC Cascade Campus, 705 North Killingsworth Street in Portland. Again, that's the 29th annual Cascade Festival of African Films, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, now through Saturday, March 2nd. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Allahu Akbar,
Assalamu alaikum, that is peace be unto you, and welcome to the Islamic Point of View. This morning featuring a lecture by Ismail Mink entitled, I Am a Muslim.
Brothers and sisters, it's a great honor to be here with you for the next 2 days. Sheikh Mustafa, I want to make a comment about you, brother. And listening to you, I was reminded of an intimate conversation that our Prophet والسلام, had with his wife Aisha. He said, Ya Aisha, hadha Jibril, yaqra alayhi salam, qalat alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, tara mal'ara. Oh Aisha, here is Jibril, he gives to you salams. She said, the peace and blessings and mercy be upon him. You see what I don't see. Her faith in her Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to respond to someone she couldn't see. If you cannot see the vision, trust the visionary. This conference is so well conceived. May Allah bless you and your staff and those around you who work to bring it about, to do work. We have a lot of work to do. I'm going to take a page from the Sunnah of Allah. Lan tajida li sunnati la tabdila, you'll never find a change in Allah's Sunnah. I know that you expected me to talk about drugs and alcohol. I know that. But I'm not going to talk about drugs and alcohol right now. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it right now. Because before you can talk about this topic, you have to have a foundation, premise. And I want to give you two premises about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Glory be to you, O Allah. We have no knowledge except for what you have taught us. You are the knowing and the wise. Oftentimes people act because they don't know. I've always felt that many times when people know better, they do better. Example. Our Prophet taught us about a prophet that was beaten by the people so much that his face began to bleed, and he said, Allahumma ikfil li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh, Allah, forgive my people because they don't know. So a lot of times we do things simply because we don't know. Some people don't know the effects of drugs and alcohol. They don't know. All the time when people know better, they do better. So the first premise is that Allah, He knows. And He's wise. Second premise is that whatever Allah does for us, whenever He commands for us to do something, that means that if we do what He commands, then it is in our own best interest. And whenever He prohibits us from something, He knows better. Don't do it. And if you don't do it, then you will be blessed by Allah. So Allah, He cares about us. Listen to what He says in the Quran. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. The Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves. So whatever our Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, when he gave to us instructions to us, he loves us, he's close to us, and he wants our best interest. When you get a chance, go to the chapter Ashura, the poets, I think it's the 27th chapter. There are five prophets that Allah mentioned in this ayah, five prophets who say the same exact words. Nuh, Hud, Lut, Shu'aib, and Saleh. Inni lakum rasulun amin. I am to you a trustworthy messenger. Now, everybody can build. When you plant a seed, the seed doesn't go up before it goes down. You plant the seed and it goes down and down and down. Someone asked the question, how long will the building stand? Answer, how strong is the foundation? For if you don't have a foundation, you can't build the roof before you build the basement, the foundation. So for 13 years in Mecca, Allah the Almighty never even mentioned alcohol, drugs. He don't even mention it. He ignores it, seemingly. He doesn't mention it. How many of you, like me, converted to Islam? Raise your hand. Used to be a Christian. Sheikh, come up here for a second. Now, he don't know what I'm doing. Come on. Now, this is a shot in the dark. Come on up here, right? I'm assuming you used to be a Christian?
Yes.
All right. Is this rehearsed? Have we done this before?
No.
You have no idea what I'm doing, right? You're like, why are you doing this to me, right? I'm going to give him the mic. Right? I'm going to ask him a question. I assume he knows the answer. First question, have you ever heard of the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, you're doing good. You're doing good. Now, I'm going to give you the mic, and just give me a few. You don't have to give me all of them. You don't have to give me them in the order. Just give me some of the famous Ten Commandments.
Okay. My grandmother used to make me say this every day.
There you go.
Love thy God, the one true God, with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. And do not bring any graven images before him, for he is with you and shall always be with you. Honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days be long upon the earth land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And do not suffer anyone not to come before thee. Do not kill.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not gamble.
I think you stop now.
And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And you did good.
You rehearsed it. Good.
Thou shalt not. If you study the Quran, you will see that the Quran is interactive. Allah doesn't merely send down, thou shalt not do this, but it's interactive. You know the first ayah that talked about intoxicants? You know what it was? Yes, alunaka. And the khamrwa. Amazing. Think about that for a moment. They are asking you, O Muhammad, they're asking you about intoxicants and gambling. I ain't saying it. Allah is not initiating this. He didn't say don't do this. You are asking the question. Why are you asking the question? Because for 13 years, Allah is laying the foundation to such a degree, you are saying within your own self, well, I'm not sure about this. I give you an example. 1980, I made Hajj. I was in Mecca. And this day was hot. And I went into the store to buy some cold drink. And in the freezer, I saw a drink called Nair Beer. It ain't beer, but it's Nair Beer. Kareem. So I said, oh, that sounds nice. So I got me some Nair Beer. In Mecca. And I'm drinking this Nair Beer, right? I'm drinking this Nair Beer. And all of a sudden, I get a buzz. Now, Sheikh Mustafa's laughing. He know what a buzz is. Some of you know what a buzz is. You know, I didn't. This is, why is it a buzz? But a buzz is like, yo, man, I'm feeling something. So I look at the ingredients, make sure there's no alcohol. So, okay. But you know what? My body told me, I can't drink this. And I never got it again. Because I knew it. Years ago, I remember my brothers used to buy something called shuuzi. And they were buying it by the cases. Somebody buying all this shuuzi. And I found out that it was making them feel a certain way. I said, brothers, you can't drink that. Well, it don't say no alcohol. What your body tell you? So, because of the training, the fasting, the prayers, the tawheed, they're now beginning to ask the question about alcohol. They know something is wrong. Every one of you have some story about somebody in your family or friends have some kind of issue with drugs and alcohol. Almost all of us. And how bad is it? If you are a fan of the New York Yankees baseball team, any? Hold up, what's your luck? And you from Detroit? Oh, okay, good. CC Sabathia, great pitcher for the New York Yankees. Couldn't pitch this year. Why? Why couldn't he pitch? During the what you call them?
World Series.
Mm-hmm. Not the World Series, but the playoffs.
Playoffs, yeah.
Because he was in drug rehab. He had an alcohol problem. Whitney Houston. Go look at a long litany of stars, athletes, celebrities going to rehab because they have a drug problem. How bad is it and what's the problem? Some of you may have heard me say this before. I was at a store, a Muslim store, owned by Muslims, work with Muslims, and I get my newspapers from them every day. One day I went to the store, I saw a sign that I'd never seen before. And it said, no alcohol sold here. I said, Allahu Akbar. A Muslim store and having a sign, no alcohol sold here. I said, Allahu Akbar. Until I read carefully. No alcohol sold here on Sundays. Before 2 p.m. It's against the law. Why is he selling alcohol? Why? Why is he selling alcohol? Why? Why? Why?
Making money.
He's making money and making a whole lot of money. Let's take illegal drugs. Believe it or not, more money is spent on illegal drugs than on food, clothing, shelter, education, and health. Who makes the money? Who making all that money? With alcohol. I'm sorry for yelling. That's just the Baptist coming out. Who make the money? The convenience store. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales a year. Liquor stores. Billions of dollars is spent every year advertising alcohol. Governments, including our government, make billions of dollars a year on taxes from alcohol. It's a lot of money. Contrast with what I said, that Allah and His Prophet does things to our best interest. How many of you ever heard of the Congressional Black Caucus? Congressional Black Caucus. What is the Congressional Black Caucus? The Congressional Black Caucus are African-American legislators who do things in the interest of their constituency. And the motto of the Congressional Black Caucus is, black people have neither permanent friends nor permanent enemies, just permanent interests. And the question is always, what's in your best interest? The people that sell the drugs, the alcohol, they do it not for you. They do it for themselves to make profit. Now, everybody has a story. Let me give you one. There was a man who was on drugs for 30 years, and he took every kind of drug that you can imagine. He got sick. He had to be hospitalized. This man, same height as me, 6 feet tall, had gotten down to 60 pounds. The doctor told him, call your family members, you won't make it through the night. He told the doctor, please excuse me, I have to talk to someone who knows. He said that night he called upon Allah. That was 22 years ago. If you see him today, he's a picture of health. His name, Abdurrahman. This brother is our representative In our masjid, for anyone who have a drug problem, you see this brother. If anybody you know have a drug problem, let me know. I give you his number. I can't relate like him because he was on drugs. And I remember there was a sister in our community. We thought she was on drugs and she denied it. I said, you have to meet the brother. She did. She met with him and she came out of the meeting with him and she came to me. She was crying and said, Imam, thank you for saving my life. You come to me, you need to bring him here. This brother, you need to bring him here because this brother knows how to deal with people on drugs because most people are in denial. So, what are we going to do? Two issues. Issue number one, whatever is affecting our community will affect our community unless we do something about it. Whatever they're doing there is happening inside. Sheikh Mustafa, years ago, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, at 10 o'clock every night in the news, nightly news, the anchor would come on and he'd say the same thing. He said, it is 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Remember that? Right? Now we ask the same question. It's 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. It's midnight. Do you know where your children are?
Oh, I know where my children are. My children are home.
Yeah? You sure? Well, where are they home? On the internet? On Facebook? On Twitter? So, they may be in the house, but the influence is wide. Check this out. From ages 3 to 18, the average American child would have seen between 500,000 to 600,000 television commercials. The constant dripping of water on a stone will drill a hole in the stone. Not a tornado, not a hurricane. Drip, 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 drip. And every time they go and the television set or the bad place on the internet is having a profound effect. You know the story of the frog in hot water. Experiment. So the scientists, they get a pot of water and they heat it until the water is boiling. They take the frog and they put the frog in the water and the frog jumps out of the water because by nature, things that's alive don't like pain. So to get away from the pain, it jumps out of the water. And then the scientists took a huge pot of cool water and put the frog in the water and the frog was swimming. It was just chilling. And so the scientists, they put a low flame under the pot. Ever so slowly, the water began to heat up ever so slowly. And the frog stayed in the water until it died because the change was so sudden. It couldn't get it, so imperceptible. And so our children are faced with that. It's a huge task before us. So I say to you, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, everybody got to deal with this issue. By the way, I'm doing a workshop on this issue tomorrow, so this is just the introduction to my workshop. I need someone here who knows a little bit about the American Constitution. Anybody here knows anything about the American Constitution?
I said, no, I ain't gonna raise my hand, you gonna get me though.
We have lawyers here.
Well, who was the lawyer?
My daughter.
Where's the father? Come on. Where's the lawyer? All right.
No, she can raise, I don't know.
Wait.
This is rather.
Yeah, which one? Okay. I want you to tell us, you ready? Who's one of you? Okay, you, okay, good. I want you to tell us. You familiar with the amendments to the Constitution? Somewhat? All right. Tell us the 18th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America.
She knows it.
Stop it. Give us the 18th Amendment. It doesn't have to be word for word.
Prohibition.
What you mean, prohibition? What was the prohibition? What was it? It was prohibited according to the Constitution of the United States of America to manufacture, to trade, to sell alcohol. It was in the Constitution. Because people know there's something about it. I don't know what it is, but this thing ain't right. Something's wrong with this thing. So it's in the Constitution of the United States of America. And lo and behold, the 21st Amendment of the Constitution was what?
To allow.
They repelled the 18th Amendment. Now it's permissible. What am I saying? I'm saying that they tried. And the irony, Sheikh Abdul Malik Mujahid, the irony is that when you complain against the Sharia, but when you study the history of Islam, it's unlike what they think about the Sharia, the strong law. America had the law, and that didn't stop it. You know the problem with alcohol and intoxicants? Two problems. Number one, it's a lot of money. And number two, stop, don't get mad at me. Number two, it tastes good. And I tell you what a brother told me, Muslim. He said, Imam Sarraj, when I go to Jannah, all I want to do is smoke me some weed. God will witness. And he's an imam.
I mean,
you know, he wants to smoke some weed. You know that in Ohio, they just had a vote.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, the people rejected the idea of making it. I got 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Don't be giving me no sign. I ain't playing with you. I'm messing with you. But guess what? My prediction, in this country, one day, weed, marijuana will be legal, and most drugs will be legal. And cannabis, it's not just medicine. Are you serious? Sheikh, you shouldn't tell. Don't tell him that. Sheikh said you can go to Canada get some marijuana. That's what Sheikh told us.
True.
Friends, sisters, we have a lot of work to do. So this afternoon we're gonna roll up our sleeves and see how we can do it. What we can do, aid for our children, and what we can do for America. Remember, our job here is also to help our neighbors. Because if our neighbor's house is on fire, and if you don't put it out, soon that fire will be in your house. May Allah bless you. That's all we have.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This you've been listening to an Islamic Point of View this morning, featuring a lecture by Imam Siraj Wahaj. Inshallah, we will play Imam Mink next week. Stay tuned for Pathways.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Hey, check this out, y'all. While we gassing up here, why don't we work on our voices a little bit, warm them up before we get into the studio?
Yeah, remember that thing we were working on with Zane, that South African drill?
Yeah, I remember that.
We were doing.
Yeah.
But let's do it Native Dean style, of course. So you start it off, Josh, and we join it.
Yeah, go ahead, start it off.
Alhamdulillah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah.